Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money and the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. Investors will be closely watching Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's speech later today as markets brace for another 75 basis point hike later this month. And the European Central Bank is also set to raise its own interest rate hike later this evening as well. And markets are placing their bets on a 75 basis point rate hike. But what does this mean for markets in the region? Joining us on the phone today is Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy Asia at Mizuho Bank. Vishnu, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Hongbin. Thanks for having me.
Hi. Okay, so before I go into the expectations for Powell's speech and the ECB's interest rate decision, I want to discuss Japan's economy. So that data, the GDP data came out today, grew at a faster pace than initially thought in the 3 months through June. Was this in line with your expectations?
It was a bit of an upset surprise, although the upward revision or the direction of revision was largely in line.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, in the details, you know, a slightly lower GDP deflator, that's to say inflation coming in lower than anticipated, gave a bit of boost to the numbers, as did a little bit of exports contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might expect, I think what adds to the optimism is that the EcoWatcher survey, so a survey of people who watch the economy, turned even more upbeat for July. So that's really good news.
Okay. So can we expect the Japan's economy to, you know, progressively improve in the coming months as well based on this data?
Even an optimistic answer here needs to be a conditional yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can expect some improvement to come through, particularly as Japan reopens and, you know, tourism reintroduces mm-hmm. a little bit of more vitalism in the domestic economy. But
yeah.
The global economic backdrop remains key here,
mm-hmm.
and in that mix, you've got higher interest rates globally and a weaker yen, all threatening with some volatility. So it remains to be seen.
Oh, and that weaker yen, where do you expect it going? Do you expect it to hit that 145? I mean, it had hit like the 144.99 level yesterday before bouncing back. Are you expecting it to hit the 145 level soon?
You're absolutely right. I mean, it did flirt, and I think we're splitting hairs here.
Yeah.
It probably is going to test that level. And if we go back to, you know, the multi-year highs at above 147,
mm-hmm.
then I think markets will be tempted to frustrate the BOJ and test 150, in which case intervention risks will rise phenomenally.
Okay. And, you know, when it comes to a weaker yen, it's because of a stronger dollar. And when there's a stronger dollar, it's because of a aggressive U.S. Fed. And over in the U.S., we're expecting Jerome Powell to speak later tonight. What can we expect, Vishnu?
I think we can expect a continuation of whatever we saw at Jackson Hole, which is to say,
mm-hmm.
You know, markets hoping that Jerome Powell would temper his statements or, you know, even engage in doublespeak that he was famous for.
Mm-hmm.
I think those expectations are probably not going to be met. He's probably going to be quite clear on two things. A, the job is not yet done. So that's
yeah.
to say rates have got quite a bit more to go in terms of the height and the amplitude. But he's also going to add on that rates need to stay elevated
mm-hmm.
For some time. So those who are betting on a very quick pivot by the Fed to a dovish stance may probably have to reassess their assumptions about that.
And I want to know, Vishnu, there is a split decision on whether it's going to be a 75 basis point hike or a 50 basis point hike. Where are you placing your bets on?
I'll tell you where to place the bet.
Okay.
Because like 3 weeks ago, pre-Jackson Hole, my
okay.
bet was 50. 50,
mm-hmm.
I think you should place your bet on 75. I'm usually wrong on this.
But I mean, a lot of investors right now are placing their bets with the 75 basis point, despite, you know, the U.S. jobs data being better than expected, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, some of that moderation in some aspects of jobs data, I think that's not sufficient
mm-hmm.
To get the Fed to back down from the 75, particularly given not only what Jerome Powell has said, but, you know, we've had other speakers chiming in, suggesting that your peak rates need to go above 4%. Mm-hmm. You know, for those reasons, it would be inconsistent for the Fed to speak one way mm-hmm. and then to back down from a 75. So I think any backing down will have to wait for November and December. For mm-hmm. now, they will probably stick with 75. Mm,
okay. And with the hawkish Fed and its interest rate policies, another 75 basis point hike, how can that affect markets in the region?
To some extent, and what you alluded to earlier, where, mm-hmm. whereby markets are keenly observing the pricing for this and hence the expectations for this, mm-hmm. A lot of that market impact is probably going to come from the rhetoric around it and the expectations that form. Mm-hmm. But by and large, I think just by virtue of doing a 75 and maintaining a fairly hawkish stance suggests that markets will face some headwinds mm-hmm. Because the hopes of the Fed pausing sooner or even pivoting to cut rates in 2023, mm. those will be challenged quite severely.
Mm. Okay. And speaking of interest rate hikes, the ECB is going to make their decision later today. So if, you know, a lot of people are also placing their bets on the 75 basis point hike for the ECB as well, how can that impact markets in the region?
Oh, that's a great question. So, I mean, the one way to frame it is if the ECB is doing a 75 and the Fed is doing a 75, mm-hmm. what happens to the euro dollar?
Yes.
Interestingly enough, we think that bullish dollar may be a more durable theme, mm-hmm. regardless of the immediate reactions from the ECB, because at the end of the day, the 75 basis point hike by the ECB is only going to accentuate recessionary pains for the ECB, for the Eurozone due to the energy shocks that they are already reeling from. Mm-hmm. And that's going to increase fragmentation risk because fiscal pressures will grow across countries. And I think that will lead to a weaker, not a stronger euro, and despite the rate hike. Mm,
okay. And meanwhile, staying on the topic of interest rates, Australia's central bank chief has signaled a potential to end its outsized interest rate hikes, saying that the case for a slower pace of tightening becomes stronger as the cash rate moves higher. Are they actually ready to start being less aggressive?
They probably are seriously assessing that now. And in Australia's case, I think they're particularly worried about any negative ripples via the housing market because mm-hmm. it impacts both household balance sheets and banks' balance sheets. So, I mean, you know, we had even considered some probability of the last hike instead of being a 50, being a, you know, tempered 40 basis point to signal whatever the governor suggested today. Mm. So we think they are getting ready. In fact, increasingly, this would be the line out of almost every global central bank. Mm-hmm. The Bank of Canada as well stepped back from a 100 to a 75. Mm. I mean, that's not really considered a step back. But in any case, direction of travel is slower in terms of pace, but not done yet in terms of the distance to go.
Okay. And speaking of taming inflation rates with interest rate hikes, in China, we're expecting inflation rates to come in tomorrow morning, I believe. In July, we saw the rate increasing to the fastest rate since July 2020. What can we expect for tomorrow?
You do believe right in terms of the timing. For tomorrow, I think, you know, we'll find that the base effects are not going to be that helpful, and you'll probably find inflation edging a bit higher. Mm. In any case, given what's going on in China, the supply constraints and some of the energy issues suggest inflation will remain elevated. But none of this is going to get in the way of the policy stance being one of easing, because mm-hmm. I think growth is at far larger risk. Mm-hmm. And I think within China's manufacturing chain, their ability to compress factory gate inflation to you know, produce inflation remains fairly good.
Okay, well, we've touched on a lot of different countries today in regards to inflation and interest rate hikes. Thank you so much for breaking this all down for us, Vishnu.
My pleasure, Hongbin.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy Asia at Mizuho Bank. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.